Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Monday, April 29th. It is indeed Kale and Company. You're right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media at 1210WPHT, I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Dawn Stensland with the news, Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board, Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Oh, are we absolutely stacked today? So many good things to delve into. Dawn, good morning. How was your beautiful weekend, specifically Sunday?
Good morning. Gorgeous weekend. And congratulations. Thank you for bringing back the beautiful. You can see it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. There you go. Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
That beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Crystal Award.
Yes.
For excellence in broadcasting.
Yes, indeed.
Excellence in broadcasting from the PAB.
Congratulations.
Yeah, buddy.
Look at that. You can see it on YouTube if you want to see Dawn. I'm holding it up right now.
Great work out of everybody as we went to the state capitol on Friday while Dawn was continuing hours 29 and 30 of her broadcasting week.
Yep. How good did that feel, right?
Felt great, except for the ride. And smelling cows as you're on your way to the middle of nowhere.
You realize, living here in Philadelphia and the suburbs of this area, we really have a good. There is nothing out there.
No.
Nothing.
I don't know how people in Berks County did it growing up as kids.
Well, my wife goes, how is Harrisburg? I'm like,
who's Harrisburg?
It sucks. Like, there's nothing there. And you go into the city, and it's like the size of Allentown.
I know. I think all state capitals are kind of low energy, aren't
sure.
they?
Absolutely.
They really are.
Yeah. It's a beautiful country. You get outside of Philadelphia, you see those big Trump signs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were definitely heading in that direction. There's no doubt about it. A lot of good things lined up for today. A big take on the big guy and the former king of all media. Weekend protests continue. We've got some polling data. Dems disagree that they have an anti-Semitism problem on the left. We'll get to that.
Well, the front page of the New York Post will disagree.
Yeah.
Harvard has fallen.
Yeah, wow. That's a headline for you.
Anti-Israel protesters replace stars and stripes with Palestine flag.
Harvard down. Harvard down.
Crazy.
Also, a crazy story that never came to fruition, a plot to oust Karine Jean-Pierre that never materialized, according to the New York Post. We'll get to that. The Veep says any criticism of her cackle is a blatant display of sexism.
Oh,
what?
That's coming up.
Oh, you have to.
That's coming up, yep.
First of all, she did this. I'm not giving away too much, but it's a Monday, and I'm shot out of a cannon.
I love it.
The she did this Dawn on the Drew Barrymore show.
Big viewership.
Drew was like, she was sitting right an inch from her face, with her hands on her chin, and just like so enthralled with everything she had to say.
Catching a contact high from the Veep, probably.
Yeah, think Howard Stern sucked up to Joe Biden? This was nothing.
Full court press is on.
Yeah.
Cut sheet today is going to be absolutely loaded, including what happened Washington. This was Saturday night, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I believe.
Yeah.
Colin Jost from SNL.
Can we just be done with this? Like, the white. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It is so dumb.
It's a schmooze fest.
And, like, it shows that everybody in there, they're all in it together. Mm-hmm. They're all laughing at everybody else. They're like, remember when we sold fear to everybody? Yeah, we don't really mean that.
No.
We don't really mean that at all.
We just lined our pockets.
Exactly.
All right.
Scumbags they all are.
Stockers
every single
one
of them.
Here we go.
Fox, CNN, I don't care.
Oh, here we go.
They're all in it for profit.
Check the YouTube channel.
F off.
Here comes the chat.
Sorry.
Here come the comments. In the meantime, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:05. The Great Dawn Stenson.
And good morning. This Monday morning, April 29th, we could set a new record or come very close to it with the weather. So we'll talk about that. We are sponsored by this morning, the North to Shore Festival, 6 a.m. this morning. So we do have the encampment growing. We have more tents showing up at the University of Pennsylvania, but these protesters have been ordered to leave. And they are defiant in the face of this. We talked last week about the fact that we have Swarthmore College, we have Princeton, but the University of Pennsylvania really making the headlines this morning as the encampment grows. And as well, officials at the University of Pennsylvania saying that harassment and anti-Semitic or Jew-hating, let's just call it like it is, this is Jew-hating behavior. That's what they're calling it. They're saying there's harassment, there's bullying, there's intimidation on campus.
Right here in our own backyard.
Yes, sir.
You know, Dawn, back in my day when I would pitch a tent, I did it peacefully.
At the Boy Scout camp?
Yeah. Nowadays, we've got tents that are very, very hate-filled. It's not good. And I don't think it's dying down anytime soon. I think this continues right through the spring and well through the summer.
You know, the month of May, I don't remember the exact day, but the month of May in 1970 is when Kent State happened. Just saying.
Yeah, 54 years ago almost.
Well, the demonstrations continue this morning. I know there are local reporters going live from there as I speak right now on the local stations. They say they're anti-war protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, refusing to leave college campuses, including University of Pennsylvania. We don't have any injuries reported, thankfully, but what will the University of Pennsylvania do? Will they take action? That's the question this morning. We have also Philadelphia police investigating multiple situations, but I'll point to this one, a man facing attempted murder charges following that shooting and standoff with Philadelphia police. And this is according to authorities. Officers say they were called to Episcopal Hospital for reports of a gunshot victim who had reportedly walked in for treatment. That victim was transported to Temple University Hospital in stable condition. And police say they later ID'd that suspect, the shooter, as 47-year-old Wendell Saunders. So that one still under investigation, but he is in custody, facing obviously very serious charges. Police in Lehigh County, since you talked about Lehigh County, Nick Cale, mm-hmm. searching for a group of suspects who were captured on video stealing American flags from residents' homes. So residents, this happened in McCungie, Pennsylvania, according to the investigators, and residents who've taken great care to hang their flag, make sure that it's properly lit, as we all know you're supposed to do. But you see these two guys and a woman walking down Lee Street with several flags in their hands. You see them stealing the flags, laughing about it, then racing to another house, grabbing another home's American flag. Some of these homes are those of military veterans, Gold Star families. They're very upset there, and police take this very seriously.
Yeah, and I'm sure this will get the coverage just like it would if somebody was going around neighborhoods and stealing Pride flags or right. BLM flags or the Ukraine flag. I'm sure it'll be an equal coverage in our mainstream media.
Amen to that. Hey, did you hear there was another earthquake? U.S. Geological Survey reporting a 2.9 magnitude aftershock in New Jersey. This is Somerset County, Saturday morning.
Wow.
They're calling it an aftershock to the one that happened back in April 5th.
I was just going to say, that's what, two in basically, what, 3.5 weeks in the state of Jersey?
It's weird.
I think Phil Murphy has to step down after that, right?
New Jersey.
It's an impeachable offense.
And Yeah, Brunson scored a career playoff high, 47 points, leading the Knicks over the Sixers.
They are the worst.
3-1 lead in this series. Tyrese Maxey added 23 points for the Sixers. We'll try to force another game at home, which would be Thursday. But first, we got to win tomorrow night. Afterwards, Joel Embiid asked about the fans.
Yeah.
What about all our Philadelphia fans who sold their tickets to New York Knicks fans?
Disgraceful.
Well, it's definitely a disgraceful act, but so is scoring 1 point in the fourth quarter when you're the league MVP from a year ago.
I saw your tweet, Nikhil.
Yeah.
You're going there already, huh?
I'm going to go there. Yeah, I didn't. To be completely honest, I didn't watch the game. I went out and golfed yesterday. That's why my head looks like a lobster today. We can get to that later, and Dawn can scold me for the lack of SPF. But when you have been doing this process for a decade and you can't make conference finals, much less an NBA finals, trade Joel Embiid.
Wow.
You're never going to win with him.
He has Bell's palsy. He can't do it by himself.
Send him to Thomas Jefferson on his way out. Let him get treated, and then get him out of here. Yeah. And then he's going to blame the fans.
The Joel Embiid experiment is over.
Okay, Donovan McNabb.
I do agree with you. It's over.
You guys are nuts.
It's failed.
You could still probably get a big return for him and build it around Tyrese Maxey. You've changed three coaches. Jimmy Butler, J.J., all these role
players. Did we even win any games when Joel was injured and he wasn't even playing?
No.
We didn't win any games. You know when we started winning again? When Joel got better and could play.
There's no doubt they're a night and day different team with him.
He is
but
the
they
difference.
But they have a ceiling in April.
He is
they
the do. Difference.
Nikhil is right.
Nick is right.
The Joel experiment is over.
Yeah.
Had those Much officials not done a horrible job in game two, let us not forget. Stop. No, those three horrible calls. Yeah. They changed the series.
Yeah. It's a lot like Ron DeSantis. There's a ceiling here, right? And you just got to come to
Ron
realize
Ron DeSantis wishes he had some of Joel Embiid's height.
Yeah, well, Joel doesn't need to wear boots.
I'm with Nick. Mustard. I'm with Nick Kale. Trade Joel Embiid.
No.
I think we should spend the next 4 hours on Embiid.
No.
What do you guys think?
Let's talk about the North Shore Festival. Yeah. Experience Prudential presents North Shore, New Jersey's biggest music and arts festival in June, Asbury Park, Atlantic City, and Newark, featuring performances by Frankie Valli, the B-52s, oh my gosh, Bare Naked Ladies, Stephen Colbert, Happy Together, and more. All June, all Jersey, northtoshore.com. Well, it's going to feel like summer today. 88 degrees and sunny. So enjoy the heat. Not you, Nick Hale, if you're going to wear your hat.
Travis Mannion Foundation golf outing today at 1 o'clock.
It's going to be.
Wear a hat.
Yes.
Wear a hat.
Today I will, yes. Yesterday I had to kind of have the breakthrough moment.
Look at his red head.
Start establishing that base.
Establishing the base.
What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, it's a long
in 1987?
Summer.
1987? Like, what are you talking about?
I put the little aloe when I got home last night.
Oh, God.
It hurt a little bit. It hurt a little bit, though, shaving the bean in the shower last night. It was a little sensitive.
Enough with the
Do you need me to bring in sunscreen?
No. I used SPF 30 twice yesterday in 6 hours.
30?
30.
It's the first real summer day. We're like 50.
Well, I have no recovery time today, so I might go like 50 or above.
Listen here, Caillou. Just wear a hat, would you?
Look at him. He looks like a lobster.
Nick didn't even make it to 62.
Oh my goodness.
He left us at 42.
Stop it.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Look at that red dome.
That's a lot of the lighting.
It's not the lighting. I can see it from here. I'm in a separate studio and I see you.
You ever notice, too, like when you have sunblock on, you don't realize how burned you are until you get home, get out of the shower, and then it just hits you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. That's Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much.
Disgraceful.
Unlike Joel Embiid, I plan on being here for a long time, folks. 6:14. Let's get to a Monday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, and it's brought to you by First Harvest Credit Union. The Big Take. Washed and washed up, but will it work? Howard Stern is washed. Joe Biden is washed up. So it's only fitting that the former king of all media, an anti-establishment broadcasting badass, would have had the broken and battered performer that is President Joe Biden on his satellite radio show late last week. Friday, as Kale & Company was in Harrisburg to receive our awards, this topic of conversation came up. Stocker and a few others said it was a smart move to have Joe on the Howard Stern show. At the time, in the moment, I nodded my head in agreement with everybody. Smart, even for a senile man at the end of the road. But as I drove home from Harrisburg on a Friday afternoon and got stuck in traffic, I thought about it further. And now I'm of the belief it doesn't really matter. The only thing that has, can, or will help Joe Biden is abortion. That is it. Roe v. Wade. We will get to some of Joe's lies on the Howard Stern show in a moment, but first, the rationale behind why I don't think going on Howard Stern's show can resonate with people and help Joe seem more mainstream. First of all, Howard Stern doesn't have the audience that he used to have. He really only works kind of part-time if you think about his schedule, if you still consume his show. Secondly, you have to pay to get his show. Some of the satellite programming comes free with vehicles for a period of time, but much like an elevated tier or package with cable TV, you need to pay for Stern's channel. And number three, Stern doesn't have the badass relevance that he used to have. He's a pawn and a puppet for the establishment. He's lost his backbone. The far left and today's woke culture love him, but the audience that used to love him probably doesn't have the same passion for his content today. And Joe's not winning anybody over from a news standpoint, right? He's just appeasing a base that if they care about politics when they listen to Stern, they're already Trump haters and MAGA bashers for the most part. And if we are of the belief on this show that everybody has already made up their mind on Biden v. Trump, well then, what the heck is a radio host 20 years removed from terrestrial radio glory going to change? The only time Stern's name is brought up in media today is when he utters some sort of political belief. And on a show that does have major name recognition, the big guy keeps on regurgitating the same lies that have been debunked countless times. Here is the president telling Stern how many lives he saved when he was a lifeguard. Listen and watch this.
I learned a lot. And I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids, you know, but...
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a big pool. There were seven lifeguard stands.
Wow. See, that would define my... I would brag about that everywhere I went.
Well, by the way, I did it up in Lake Ontario, too, when I was in law school. But look, one of the things that...
you saved a dude's life when you were in law school? You were still doing the lifeguard thing?
Yeah, lifeguards, I mean, you know, people just need help sometimes. I mean, it's not like it's so heroic.
Yeah, it just comes with a job, right, Joe? Now, of course, that has already been proven to be a lie. Joe Biden is not David Hasselhoff from Baywatch. However, in his own mind, he thinks he's as sexy as the former Baywatch lifeguard. Listen and watch this ego stroke.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I'd just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was, and I just gave up.
Yeah, well, whatever that means, Joe. As the kiddies say today, Joe was slaying it back in the 70s with the ladies. Of course, that's a lie because senators aren't provided Secret Service protection. And of course, as we are all well aware, the big guy was integral to every community known to man growing up as a kid. He was like a child chameleon. In fact, he was a protester during the segregation era. Listen and watch another lie.
And I looked at my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, true story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built in suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you just keep on lying when you're losing support in the black community. And finally, nothing like reliving your athletic glory days, a.k.a. More football fabrications. Listen and watch this final clip of the big guy.
But for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
By the way, I don't think a lot of people know that you were a star receiver in high school. You were like the first string guy. You were the guy who caught the ball.
Runner up at state, scoring. You know what the heck?
Wow.
But I was a runt.
Yeah, he was a runt. A lot of people know the character of Al Bundy, right? Four touchdowns in one game. Did you know, though, that that's actually the real-life story of Joe Biden? Not a joke, but the lying doesn't stop there. Joe Biden also claims that he is ready to debate Donald Trump, and it will happen, to which Donald Trump fired back on Truth Social after he got wind of what Biden said on Stern Show, and he posted the following, quote, "Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everybody knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place, an old expression used by fighters, I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he's instigated as election interference against a political opponent. A continuing witch hunt, and it's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around," end quote. Trump is foaming at the mouth to debate Biden. You just know it. But let's go back to Biden's interview with Stern for a moment. What is the biggest story in America today? Answer, the anti-Semitism riots and protests. Seems like an important question to ask the president if you have him on your show, right? And what background is Howard Stern? Oh, that's right. He's Jewish. Not a single mention of the hatred towards Jews in that interview. That according to Bobby Barak of OutKick, who transcribed the interview. How is that possible? Because it's another soft landing interview spot for a president who exudes weakness and fragility. But don't bank on the New York Times to call out the POTUS. Here's an excerpt from the New York Times on Biden's appearance on Stern. Quote, "At another point, Mr. Biden appeared to once again stretch to the truth about being arrested at a Delaware desegregation protest as a teenager. There is no evidence that he was ever arrested at a civil rights protest," end quote. Joe lies, and the Times says it's stretching the truth. It's just a fib. Yeah, he's just fibbing. Old Pop-Pop, the embellisher. Nothing to see here. You know, I'm surprised Uncle Bosie didn't get some airtime with, you know, the once king of all media turned COVID scaredy cat. But the reality is this. Joe is unsalvageable, and the only lifeline that can be tossed to him already has been. It's called Roe v. Wade. Other than that, this administration cannot be rescued. Not by a lifeguard. Not from cannibals in New Guinea, not from the facts and the findings of living through the guy's presidency for almost 3.5 years, and not by a guy who I used to love watching in the 90s as a teenager late at night on MTV. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning brought to you by First Harvest Credit Union. Grow your spending power with a home equity line from First Harvest Credit Union. Featuring flexible terms and great rates for an affordable payment, visit firstharvestcu.com for details. Membership restrictions apply. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA. If you want to jump in, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210 WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat, just go to youtube.com/@1210 WPHT, hit the like and subscribe button, and be a part of the Kale and Company comment community. We'll get some thoughts from everybody on Biden and Stern from Friday, and then we'll delve into the weekend of protests as we get it going here for another work week. It's Kale and Company Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Rise and shine, Philadelphia. Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on a Monday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. 855-839-1210. Cut sheet coming up 7:45. More protests over the weekend. More arrests. More threats made. We'll get to that here in the next couple of minutes. I want to get some thoughts to the big story of the weekend. In my eyes, the big take. As Joe Biden appears on the Howard Stern show, And I think it's kind of interesting that we have a president who decides to punt, no pun intended, on doing a Super Bowl interview during the halftime show this year, which would have been seen by roughly 119 million people on CBS. But he does Howard Stern on satellite radio. I don't know what his listenership is. I would imagine it's not what it was in his peak days of the early 90s all the way up until he made that transition to satellite. But, Dawn, do you think Joe Biden going on Stern is a smart move? Does he win anybody over, or is this just a pandering to a base, so to speak, presuming the base listens to Howard Stern when it comes to the Democratic Party?
Man, I just wish we could go back to the future and have Howard Stern of the 80s and 90s see himself in the future as this guy who's just sucking up and political and, you know, stroking his kitty cats. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then for that 80s, 90s guy to see Howard in the future and go, no, I'll never be that guy.
That can't be me. I don't recognize that guy, right? Like, he was the antithesis of free speech, anti-establishment. I mean, he was a Gen Xer's wet dream, and now it's just, I don't know if it's he really had a change of heart. I don't know if this is the way it's always been. I don't know if it's an act. I have no idea the motives or the sincerity, but it's a complete 360 from the guy from 30 years ago with private parts, right?
Yeah, and so I think the two of them, aren't they just alike?
That's why I called it washed and washed up.
I mean, but Howard Stern was somebody who said he was one thing, right? And now he's become the opposite of that. Joe Biden used to be this tough on crime, you know, cared about budgets, I think, one day way back when. But he was considered a moderate Democrat. Now he's this progressive Democrat. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people who voted for Joe Biden thought, no, I know Joe Biden. He's this guy from Scranton. He's this, you know, family value kind of a guy. Pro
class Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Right.
I mean, he's really not. And so the two of them, if you look at that, I think what they are, they're really chameleons. They're people who will do anything to survive.
For power and money.
Right.
Yep.
For power and for money. For Biden, I don't think he cared about the issues then. I don't think he cares now. He just wants to be in office because it's all he knows. He's been a career politician for what, basically, if you count the very first time he ran for office, almost 60 years, I think.
Yeah, we're talking half a century here for this guy, right?
So I think they're both survivors, and they will do anything and say anything to survive. And it's not about serving a consumer, serving those who voted for Biden, or for Howard Stern, serving people who are loyal fans.
Stocker, you were a Stern guy back in the day?
Still am.
Okay.
Since I'm clearly the only one on the show that listened to the entire interview or the interview itself, I feel like I have the best vantage point.
And what did I miss?
I just listened to clips that were posted by Benny Johnson in order to show his, you know. All I'm saying is that Howard Stern is not that guy anymore.
Right.
He's not that guy anymore. And if you listen to the interview, yeah, it was a giant suck-up. It absolutely was. I'm not discounting that at all. Joe Biden sat with him for an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
And took, almost cried about 10 times.
Okay.
So, like,
Who cried? Who almost cried?
Joe almost cried. Especially when he was talking about his kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's my thing, is that I think that him going on, Howard Stern doesn't have the reach, even half the reach, even a quarter of the reach he had in 1997.
Right.
There's no doubt in my mind that. But Howard Stern still, he can do anything, and he still makes headlines. He still makes headlines. It was all anybody talked about all weekend. Mm-hmm. It was in the New York Post. It was in the cable shows were talking about.
Well, that's why we're talking about
this. This is what I'm saying. Howard Stern makes headlines. People didn't have to listen to the interview for it to be like, wow, Joe went on Howard Stern. Wow, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Because in people's minds who don't follow this like we do, Howard Stern is still that guy.
Right.
They're like, wow, he went on Howard Stern? Imagine that. If you listen to the interview, it's a giant suck-up.
Well, but how does he not ask him about the protest? I mean, I get it. It's a softball interview. But even if he was going to be on the Super Bowl interview, the halftime show on CBS,
don't
they would have asked him, like, okay, Joe, what's going on at the border, or how are you getting the economy back on track?
I don't disagree.
Like, that's got to be a question you ask.
I don't disagree.
And I'm not saying you got to press the guy, but, like, as a Jewish person, I mean, forget being Jewish, but, like, you're just burying the number one story in the country.
Yes. Howard Stern doesn't do those interviews anymore. Howard Stern is basically a psychotherapist who sits down and tries to get into, like, in deep with whoever he's interviewing.
Yeah.
And talking about, oh, traumas and everything. Like that's what Howard Stern's trying to get emotion out of the people he's interviewing. He's not looking to, like, say, oh, tell me about you this policy and that policy.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I get that. I just, you know, I would think after we're talking about, if he's got time to fabricate on all of his embellished lies in these stories, it's that's the thing where I don't think you win anybody over, because if you are somebody that's heard the stories from Joe, if you are a Democrat, you're probably already, even if you don't like Joe, you're going to be voting for him against Trump as a protest vote against the alternative. So my whole thing was, I thought that this was a really, really smart move. Well, I think it's probably smarter for Stern, because he gets people talking about him again.
Well, now, if I'm Joe Rogan, I'm bringing in on Donald Trump.
Oh, 1,000%. And he's already had RFK on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I was going to go next, was to say, who has more influence? I think somebody like a Joe Rogan, because he brings forth an independent voter. If you're just looking at votes, I would say this. Trump, by going on CBS, 6ABC last week with Walter Perez, that was a greater, I think, local strategy here in Pennsylvania to try to appeal to different voters who are on the fence. That probably was a more important interview here in Philadelphia, the number one powerhouse station, than even Howard Stern, because I think Stern and the people who do subscribe and watch him now, I think they're, I just don't think they're Republicans. I don't think they're on the fence.
That's a great point. Stern was mistaken in the fact that Donald Trump's fan base is also his fan base, or was his fan base. It's one and the same. When he kind of went all in on COVID and went all in on I'm not leaving my house and I'm not doing this, and he kind of spends a good portion of his show trashing Trump, you're trashing your audience.
He's become Olbermann, is what he's become.
The problem is he doesn't care. He's trying to he's trying to rewrite and redefine his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to be known as that shock jock from the 90s. He doesn't.
Which Stern do you think was the real one, if you had to guess? What we're hearing today?
I think this is the real one.
You think this is the real one?
I do.
I would agree.
I think he's always been like this. I just think that he knew how to
cut manipulate.
Yes. Yeah. Let me just play one, because I was going to get to this on the cut sheet, but we literally have 30 cuts.
I saw that.
That I'm not going to get through. So.
You literally have the phone book printed.
I do, Dawn. Look at this.
It's unbelievable.
Six pages.
I thought I killed trees.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is how he ended the interview. This is how, and like thanking him for making a difference and all of this stuff. This is cut 5. Phil, go.
I want to thank you for doing this today. I want to thank you for your compassion. You know, the reason I'm so excited to talk to you was because I wanted to understand the tragedy in your life and how you dealt with it. And you're the kind of leader I love, because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID.
Howard wears a suit, by the way.
I remember what the world was like at that point, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin, the incredible large growth in the jobs,
and now
unemployment rate down. I'll give you your greatest hits.
He's going to give him his greatest
hits.
The
lowest uninsured rate in history. 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. Even the marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle. Respect for Marriage Act. What the hell is with people with this gay stuff? Who cares if someone's gay? How is it affecting anybody? People in love, it's good, right? Love is good.
My dad said, I saw two men kissing one another in Johnny's car.
Right.
So. I didn't get a license. I looked at him, he said, Joey, it's simple.
That's how I look at it.
Oh,
you know, he deserves credit. the American people are relentless. The American people are stepping up. Whether who are they voting for? They just never give up. We're the most unique.
By the way, if you listen to any Howard Stern show from the 90s, he uses the F word that rhymes with hag.
Exactly.
So like he's, and he'll say he was doing it in character because he says it in, you know, but still. Look, yeah, it was a giant suck up. I mean, that's exactly what it was. An hour and 15 minutes and he didn't ask, but
out of touch.
I will say this though. He let Joe Biden open up about his, what he went through after his first wife died, their 13-month-old daughter died, his two kids who were 5 and 6 or whatever in the hospital with broken bones and, you know, didn't know if they were going to survive. He talked about Bo Biden's last words that he said to him as he was laying there in the hospital bed with him. If you don't think that doesn't resonate with people, you're mistaken.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a human being, you certainly, if you remove political allegiances or biases, sure, because we're all human, we're all fathers or sons or grandparents or whatever it might be. But for all the heartwarming stuff as well, this is also a guy who did not acknowledge his 4-year-old granddaughter for many years.
Agreed. Yes.
And this is also a family where when one son died, the other son ended up with the widow. Like they're not the Brady Bunch, right? Like, I know we talk about, like, it
dude,
is...
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Yeah. I'm just saying if you step back, take partisan glasses off me, like, I can't believe Joe Biden went on Howard Stern this. If you look at it, like, from the way regular people would see this, it resonated with some. And he doesn't care about alienating the people he
does. Oh, no, of course
he
not.
He doesn't.
No, at this point, why would he? He's got more money than he knows what to do with. I'd be burning bridges left and right, too, at that point.
Yeah, and if this interview had taken place maybe in the first year or two of Biden's administration, talking about the tragedy involving Biden's first wife, her tragic death in a car accident in 1972, you know, okay, that's a nice historical interview. But the world's on fire.
Yeah.
Our you Agreed. Know, we're suffering.
Agreed.
People are suffering with
Agreed.
Inflation. For Howard Stern, who's dripping in wealth, to sit there and talk about how, oh, everything is just rosy, as if the economy is okay, when the average person is just struggling paycheck to paycheck with near 20% inflation, and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to manipulate all the inflation numbers to make us think, even though we don't know, or even though we do know every time we go to the grocery store, right? For him to talk about that is absurd.
Yeah.
It just sounds so obtuse that Howard Stern would say such a thing to Joe Biden. Oh, everything's great. Oh, there are no wars. There's nothing going on here.
That last clip where he's rattling off the accomplishments, he did a better job there in relaying that than Karine Jean-Pierre did.
Well put.
Maybe Stern could be the new White House press secretary.
Well put.
Good God. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to jump in. We've got a lot to get to with protests from the weekend. We'll get to a little bit here as we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour next, and then that'll spill over after Dawn's news in the 7 o'clock hour. It's Kale and Company live on a Monday. Good to have you in here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
But first, we got to talk about my good friends. And really, spring is upon us. No time like the present to think about getting back on the roads. Plan your summer road trip. In my family, we love our summer road trip. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're always going to be there for you to find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. You've earned it. Go get it. Piazza, with thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available from brands such as Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and so much more. Just visit PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. You can stop by one of their many dealerships across Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey, because there is power with Piazza. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Live on a Monday morning. So much to get to. A lot of reaction coming in on our conversation with Joe Biden appearing on the Howard Stern Show. And I figured this would generate a lot of conversation. Real Marcus Allen on Twitter tweets all three of us.
Why Marcus Allen?
I have no idea. Maybe this is OJ's burner from hell. I'm not really sure. He says
I have a funny Marcus Allen story someday.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Oh, you can get to that in just a moment if you'd like. We have about 4 minutes here. He says, it sounds like they worked the interview for the sympathy vote on Stern, which I think is certainly probably one of the motives behind it. Although I would imagine most people are probably, if they're into politics, left-leaning and Biden supporters. Although maybe there are some Trump supporters that don't care at all for Stern's politics, but still enjoy his content, even though it's gone super woke to the left. And then also our buddy Secret Poo, P00, checks in.
Where's he been?
I haven't read a tweet from him in like 9 months.
Yeah, I know. He was like gung-ho tweeting every day first couple months of the show.
Yeah.
We miss you, Poo.
Yeah, we miss you, Poo. He says everything Stern said is BS. He was the master of ripping on people.
It's true.
Caring father part, please, Hunter Biden. Well, I don't know that Hunter Biden is an example of Joe not caring about his children. I only pointed out Joe's lack of acknowledgement of the granddaughter, which is Hunter's, child. So I can't really speak on Joe as a dad. I haven't heard any stories about him, as far as ignoring his kids. Hunter Biden with, the love child is a different story. So there's a couple of tweets from people weighing in.
91 LSXer wants to know if Joe Biden rode the Sibian. For those of you who don't know what that is, let's just say it was something that Howard had installed in his studio to help the women achieve things.
Yes, accomplish an end goal.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And he would ask, and Stern would ask any woman who he was interviewing, whether or not she was a stripper or not,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to ride this? You want to show me your...
Exactly.
He was very crude.
Peter M. says Stern is the same creep he was in the past. He'll say anything to be relevant. I don't know if this makes it, guys, I don't know if this makes him relevant. Because Joe Biden is not exactly the most popular president right now.
In fact, he's the lowest, least favorable president since Jimmy Carter.
If he's trying to curry favor, wouldn't he have had Donald Trump on and sucked up to him?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Could you envision a scenario in today's day and age where they book Trump on that show?
No.
And would Trump go on?
No.
I think Trump would go on, but I don't think Stern would have him.
No, because think about Howard Stern. So he now has a younger hottie wife and I think teen or college age daughters. Right? Doesn't he have a new family?
No.
Howard Stern has a new wife.
He has a new wife, but his daughters are all in their 30s.
Okay. I thought he had maybe a kid with a new wife.
No, that was Al Pacino. He's 81, cranking out a
getting
new
all
kid.
I'm getting all my. But he, what does he care about? So he's wearing his black mock turtleneck, going to the Manhattan parties mm-hmm. with his new hottie wife, and they're all far left progressives, but they're so filthy rich, they're not in touch. But he wants to appeal to that crowd, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's who he wants to look cool with.
Yep.
Howard Stern is that nerdy guy who never fit in, who just would do anything to fit in and be with whatever crowd.
He is the most successful radio broadcaster that has ever done it.
Oh, of course.
He is the greatest of all time.
No doubt.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yes.
Nobody did it before him. Nobody has done it since him.
Yeah.
Although Joe Rogan may break the new records moving forward as far as
it's different metrics though.
True.
Like, it's just Joe Rogan can claim to have a bajillion people listening to him. But when Stern was at his prime, the water cooler talk, like I don't care what rating said. When the water cooler talk, everybody mm-hmm. and I do mean everybody was like, dude, did you hear what Stern said this morning?
Oh, of course.
You don't hear that now.
We lived it in this market.
Yes.
In this city.
Yes. Nobody does that with Joe Rogan. I'm not saying that he's not a successful podcaster.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
I think people consume Rogan kind of on the down low, right? Yeah. Like they got their earbuds in. Maybe they listen to him on their treadmill on demand. But like, Monday through Friday when Stern was on for however many hours each day, you're right. Like you got to work or you got to your softball game at night and you're like, Did you see who he had in?
Yep.
Or did you hear it? I only consumed it from TV.
Well, you got something wrong. Your big take. It's not. He wasn't on MTV. It was on E.
Oh, that's right. It was yeah. he, wasn't yeah. it?
Wendy Bucks writes, I had to pull over. I was going to vomit.
We love you, Wendy. That was good.
QJ writes, play Afroman's Hunter Got High. I will play that at 7:45.
Okay.
If I could just say this, because I met a friend of, longtime friend of Kevin Metheny. Maybe this is where you were thinking about the MTV. He helped develop cable entertainment networks, MTV and VH1, as vice president in charge of music programming and production, and worked with Stern. You don't know him as Kevin Metheny, but he was the nemesis of Howard Stern. He was nicknamed by Stern Pig Virus or Pig Vomit.
It's Kevin Metheny, by the way.
Excuse me, Kevin Metheny. And so he ruined his life. If you talk to family and friends of Kevin Metheny, thank you, Greg, they'll say Stern, you know, the guy really just, Stern chose him as the nemesis.
Yep.
Really didn't do it, but ruined his life.
Yep.
And it just shows you to what length Stern would go to just for, you know, to put out his, he would throw anybody under the bus. Tomorrow, if he thought that he could throw Joe Biden under the bus and somehow that would help him in his life, he would do it.
Yeah. And if you're my age, right around 40 years old, and you were a kid in the 90s, I remember, I know I know why I got MTV and the E! Channel mixed up. At 11 o'clock in the summers, when you were out for your school for the summer and you could stay up late and your parents let you stay up, at 11 o'clock it would be MTV's Singled Out with Carson Daly and Jenny McCarthy. And then on E! Channel at 11:30, I would flip over and catch the TV show of...
Was it Carson?
No, you're right. It was not. That was Total Request Live. Who was it?
Chris Hardwick,
yeah. Yes, who made a cameo in Married with Children, yeah, by the way.
You should have been in bed. You were up too late.
I used to be up till 1 o'clock in the morning in the summer.
Speaking of too late, we're way too late here.
Shocking. We're always late. All right, coming up next, Dawn will have some news. I'll get my MTV history straight. And then the Dems say they do not have an anti-Semitism problem. I've been saying that fine for months. Now all of a sudden I can't say it.
Just say Jew hater.
Jew haters out there. Yes, you're right. Too much sun on the head. Back after this with Hour 2.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.